Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personal Hearts Radio. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Again, welcome to Personal Hearts Radio. This is your host, Aaliyah. I'm so happy to be in front of you, to have the honor to speak to you as the Holy Spirit will lead me to speak to you. It's been about a month since I've been on, and usually I have two shows per month as the Holy Spirit is leading me. He asked me to do a show actually yesterday, but I was unable to, so I rescheduled it for today. And it's been a very busy month for me, and I hope all of you are well, as I assume that you are. And I hope you enjoyed your August and you're enjoying your September. Thanksgiving is almost here. Christmas is almost here. It's one of my two favorite holidays. And I know it's a very sad time for many people, but don't worry, be not dismayed. Your help is on the way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this part two of the show that I did previously in August, Let's Talk Part 1, and God has let me do this part 2 because He simply just wants to talk to you. He wants to get to know who you are. He wants to love on you, and He wants to know your heart. You know, there comes a time in our lives when you just need someone. You just need one person to talk to us, and just one person just to be there to listen. Many of you may have a lot of friends. I personally do not have many friends, and it was not by my choosing. That's just my walk in life. The higher you go, the less friends you have. And many of you have a lot of people that you can talk to, but how many of you can you say that you have that one person that you can talk to, that will listen, that will give you sound advice? And that's what your Father wants to be to you. That's what Jesus and the Holy Spirit want to be to you. Now, if you're listening to this show and you say, Aaliyah, I don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not able to relate to what you're saying. You're alive. You're here. You're alive. You can take part in this glorious revelation. You can take part in this Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost comfort that only comes by having a personal relationship with Jesus. Now, if it's your desire to have a relationship with Jesus, I want you to repeat after me. Before you repeat after me, you have to do two things according to the Bible. You have to believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and that He rose again the third day. You have to believe that from your heart. You have to truly believe it and accept it. And second, you have to confess it with your mouth. The Bible says, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so you may hear, you know, personally, I don't care for sarcasm. I don't like it. I don't see any use for it. To me, it's just a person hiding their true feelings under the guise of a joke. And so if someone says to me something, I take it literally because the Bible says, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I say, well, why did you say that then if you didn't really mean it? And most of the time, they really meant it. It was sarcasm. I just said, just tell me what you truly think. And so God the Father is the same way. Even He could see right through you. So you can come to God and you could Even don't think whatever you're going to say is offensive. Believe me, he has heard it all. I want you, after we say this prayer, and after the show is ended, or if you'd like to re-listen to it, I want you to go into a secret place that you're alone. It could be in your car. It could be in your office. It could be in one of your closets. It could be in the bathroom. It could be in your backyard. It could be on your bench or your porch, anywhere where you can have privacy. And I just want you to speak to God the Father. I want you to talk to Him and unfold the mysteries of your heart. Unfold the mysteries of your whole, of your being. Ask Him, Father, what am I here for? What am I designed to do? Why was I born? He knows the answers to your questions already. Father, why am I married to this person? Why do I have this many, these children? What am I supposed to do with them? Or you might say, Lord, should I buy these shoes or this dress? It could be that personal. God wants to be into every area of our lives. But you have to allow Him. You have to want Him. I hear of testimonies, or not testimonies, rather I hear of incidences where a man would say, that's my wife because I name it and claim it. What? Does that woman know that you're naming and claiming, or does that man know that you're naming and claiming him? There's always another person involved. And God does not, He never overrides our will. He always involves us. And so He wants you to involve Him. But you have to do your part. We always have to do something. God is almighty. He's omnipotent. But He will not override our will because He gave it to us. He doesn't want robots. He wants a true and loving relationship from the heart, not from lip service. So we're going to say this prayer, and I want you to listen to the words as I say them. And believe those words, because these words will transfer your eternal destiny. If you're not born again, this is for people who want to be saved and accept Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. This will transfer your eternal destiny to heaven, because we were created to live in heaven. We were never created to go to hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, but because people choose to live like the devil, they also choose to live with him. If you choose to live a certain way, your life on earth will determine your eternal destiny. If you choose to live like God, after His kingdom and His righteousness and holiness and purity, not putting anything wicked before your eyes, you will live with Him. It's that simple. You don't have to, even though I recommend it, you don't have to go through Bible school to know that. And I recommend Bible school 100%. I've been 3 times. I recommend it. You don't have to go to Bible school to know that if you live a certain way, you'll end up that way. You hang around a certain crowd of people, you'll start doing what they do. So I'm going to say this prayer, and I want those who are ready to be born again, I want you to say it with me. Father God, I repent. I'm a sinner. I realize, not only do I realize that I know what you've done for me, you know what you sacrificed by sending your only begotten Son on the cross to die for me, to take my place. You put my sins on His shoulders. You did that for me, and I thank you, Father. And now I ask you to please forgive me of all of my sins and all the things I've done wrong and all the hurt that I've caused others. And unforgiveness and bitterness, just wash it away, Father, in the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God. And accept me as your child. make me a permanent residence in heaven and teach me how to live the way you want me to live. Teach me how to be your son and your daughter, and teach me to be worthy of you. Teach me how to be a good husband or a good wife, good daughter, a good son, an uncle, a cousin. Teach me, Father, the way you want me to live so I could be found worthy of you. Help me to live the way you want me to live. I can't live without you, Lord. And I need you in my life. Please, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and transform me and teach me how to live. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. And I believe right now that as I've accepted you as my Lord and Savior, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and that you rose the third day, Jesus. I believe that you're the only begotten Son of God. Help me to live right. Help me to do right. Direct my steps. I'm yours forever. And I apologize. I'm sorry for the way I lived my life before this. I apologize for running away from your calling for my life. I accept your calling in my life, Lord Jesus, and I will do what you want me to do. I realize that your will is more important than my will. Your will overrides my will. I don't have a will outside of your will, Father. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving me an inheritance, a citizenship in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I love you, Lord. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, you're now a citizen of heaven. You now have the rights and the privileges of a child of God, of a kingdom society. You're no longer a child of the devil. You're a child of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Part of why we have tests as a Christian is to prune us, is to make us sharper, is to strengthen an area that we're weak in. And many who have fulfilled and passed all the tests, or who have fulfilled and strengthened all the areas that they're weak in, they just move on. They move on, they pass on, they transition from this world to the next. Some people who are still working at it transfer on because of their earthly bodies. Just simply can't uphold what they've been through, what they are experiencing. And so now I ask you to pray and ask God to give you the Holy Spirit. And now that you have, you're born again, you're a child of God, you can now talk to God, because before you were born again, you like me, we were sinners, born into sin. And the only prayer that God will hear is the prayer of salvation, to be born again, because we have no legal right to access God the Father except through Jesus Christ. And that concept may sound harsh, and I apologize if it does. It's a spiritual right. It's a legal right. And it's a way that God has created, or that he has set for us to be reconciled back to him. Because before Adam and Eve sinned, we had a one-to-one relationship. God came down and talked to Adam and Eve. He came down and talked to Adam. But when we allowed the devil in, not we, but when Adam allowed the devil in by way of lying and coercion and deceit, it also, that sin passed down into our bloodline. And Father, not wanting to be separated from us, his own creation, he created a way. And that way is through Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus is the only way through the Father. He is the only way, the truth, and life. No man could come to God but through him. And so now that you've received Jesus, you have allowed him to open the door for you to have access to the Father, to be reconciled back to whom, to your Creator, the Father God. So now we're going to go into a praise break, I should say. This song is called Wait Upon the Wind, and it's a soaking song that I truly love, and it's by Jason Upton. You can look the song up on YouTube and listen to it all you like. I'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
I will wait upon the wind. I will wait upon the wind. I will wait upon the wind to carry me away. I will wait upon the wind. I will wait upon the wind. 'Cause I know that they will wait upon the wind. You will rise them up like the eagles. Rise them up. They will run and they will not faint. They'll run and they will not faint. They that wait upon the wind. They that wait upon the wind. I will wait upon that are coming.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope and believe that you really enjoyed that song. Again, I'm so elated to be back talking with you. Praise God, the power of the Holy Spirit. That song, well, music is very powerful. It's powerful in the natural realm. In the natural realm, and if you can imagine how powerful it is in the spiritual realm. But that song will just, and for lack of a better word, it will just gut you, you know, just, it will draw out whatever is in you and it'll allow you to pour out your heart to the Lord. And that's the reason, one of the reasons why I played that song. And the second reason is because I thought you might like it. But that song will bring you into the presence of the Lord. And not only that, it will allow you, it will open up your spirit to hear Him as you listen to those words. So I hope you enjoyed it. And for those who said that prayer before the praise break, again, the purpose for that was to help you establish a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ so you could talk to Him. Now that you're a born-again Christian, and for those who are already born-again Christian listening to this, I want you to know that God is your Father. He is your Father. He wants to know. He knows everything about you, but He wants you to talk to Him. He wants fellowship with His creation. He wants fellowship with you. There are not that many people that take the time to pray and to talk to God. He wants to talk to you. And you could just say anything. You know, when you're getting to know a person and you're kind of giddy and you don't know what to say, but as you hang around them more, you get more comfortable, you start talking to them more, you realize what you have in common. God is wonderful. God the Father is wonderful. He is alive. He is real. And as you spend time in His presence, you can just sit in a quiet place and just sit there and say, God, I just want to sit and be with you. I want to be in your presence. I want to talk to you. I want to know you. And you can just sit there. And He loves that. He loves that you're taking the time to do that. And as you do that more often, you get to know Him and you get to know His heart. And He will begin to speak to you. And the Holy Spirit through you will be, because the Holy Spirit is in us. It's the same Spirit that is from God the Father. It's the same Holy Spirit that did all the wonderful works that worked in Jesus when He was here on the earth. So you have a direct connection with the Father. And just talk to Him. Tell Him what you want to do. Tell Him your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations. Because I guarantee you, He can make things happen for you. When there seems to be no way, God can do it. He will move things on your behalf. He will move the impossible to make sure you have what you need. Jesus will do it. He will do it. He will do it. So talk to God. Get to know Him. He's your bestest friend, your greatest advocate, your greatest supporter. He'll be there all the time. And even when you haven't done it, He's always there for you. He loves you. He appreciates you. And you know what? He's not mad at you. He's proud of you. He loves you. And you know what else talking to God will do? Because of the relationship, of the effect of you being close to Him, it will remove things out of your spirit, out of your heart. You won't be as mean. You won't be as harsh. You won't be as critical. You'll be a nice person. And that's because you're hanging around with someone who's nice. You're hanging around with someone who's kind. You're hanging around with someone who's sweet. And you won't tolerate a lot of things anymore. That's because you're hanging around someone who's stronger than you. Not only that, who brings out the best in you. Father God will bring out the best in you. I love all of you, and thank you for taking the time to listen today. My next show will be titled Congratulations. That's just something that the Holy Spirit gave me. It'll be called Congratulations, and that's just something nice. And whatever God the Father will have. But thank you for tuning in. I love you, and I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you next time. Please have a wonderful, blessed week. Love all of you. Bye.